Hello and a very warm welcome to On Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. Though you may not realize it, you have probably been impacted by good or bad user experience design. It's a burgeoning field, and one individual who may be able to shed a little more light on this is Irene Au, a design partner of Kozler Ventures and former head of user experience at Google. Here she is in conversation with Monocle's Charlie Filmacourt to find out how the beginnings of UX design crosses with mid-century design.
The roots of user experience design, it started out as software ergonomics, human factors and engineering psychology. So if you think back at industrial design, like in the mid-century, much effort was dedicated towards understanding things like human proportion and ergonomics in the physical context. And then that started to make its way towards the design and development of machine and human interfaces like cockpit design. As software became more ubiquitous, those same methods and practices were applied towards software design, user research, understanding principles of human behavior and cognition and perception. And so all of those things still underpin the design of software and underpin the design of software experiences. So in short, I would say like interface design really comes down to structure, simplicity, visibility, feedback, reusing as much as possible so that you can have a coherent, consistent experience. And then the system should be flexible and tolerant so that people can make mistakes and reverse them as much as possible.
Now, you mentioned that there are many aspects of UX design that most users wouldn't actually normally think about. It's obviously something that impacts us every day, but do you think it's something that we only notice when it goes wrong? I mean, should we even notice it at all if it's done well?
UX design has definitely risen in its importance over the past several years. And this is largely because the technology industry, the technology field has matured. And as technology matures, design then becomes the differentiator. In the early stages of technology development, most people are just worried about trying to get the technology to work. And then once it reaches a level where the technology is pretty established and sophisticated, then you start to see competitors arise and multiple companies or teams, organizations trying to do the same thing. And so then the way to really differentiate and set your company or your product apart is to offer an experience or product or service that is better designed. In software, good design is not intended to be gazed upon and admired and appreciated. It is most successful when it recedes into the background and its primary purpose is to support the functionality of the software and enable people to do what they want to do efficiently, successfully, and joyfully.
So, I mean, speaking of those emotions, psychology seems to be right at the heart of UX design. How conscious do you actually need to be of human emotion when you are creating these interfaces?
Absolutely. In fact, many design leaders I know will say that empathy is the number one skill they look for when hiring designers into their organizations. And this is why we spend so much time observing users and understanding them. We want to know what are their motivations, what are they trying to do, what are their unmet needs, what will make them feel awesome. And then conversely, where in the experience do they feel frustrated and ineffective? Where in the experience is there a mismatch between expectations and reality, which leads to disappointment? So these emotions are really key for us in helping us understand whether an experience is successful or not, whether there's a need that's met or unmet, and so forth. So empathy is definitely key. It's also the driving force behind innovation and inspiration for designers.
Now, just to finish, UX design is at this unique crossroads, it seems, where it encompasses everything from computer programming, mathematical problem solving. But also on the other side of the fence, there's also things like storytelling, graphic design, aesthetics. I was just wondering, how would you personally define it? I mean, would you consider it more of an art or a science?
It's really both. And I don't like to distinguish between science or art and choosing a path because there is art in science and there is science in art. The scientific aspects of user experience design include the principles of human perception and cognition, like we talked about earlier. We understand the psychological impact of using a particular color palette, for example, or what kind of typeface is more efficient for reading on screen. We form hypotheses, we build prototypes, we test and we iterate. We test theories against real-world use, and decisions for design are based on qualitative and quantitative data. But it's also a so-called art because it requires creation and imagination to dream up of something that has never been created before. And it requires an understanding of human experience, human emotions, and potential in order to create successful user experience design. And that in itself is an art.
That was Irene Au in conversation with Charlie Filmer Court. My thanks to them both. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Today's show was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.